this evening to what I shared when I was there. The context is this. During what is described as the Last Supper, Jesus was eating the Jewish Passover meal with his disciples before they had walked the short distance to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Judas would betray Jesus with a kiss. Jesus would then be arrested. He would be brought before a religious kangaroo court, and he would be later questioned by the Roman prefect Pontius Pilate, who would hand him over to be crucified. And Jesus would willingly lay down his life as a sinless sacrifice for mankind's sin. Now, before these events unfolded, while eating his last meal, the conversation centered around Jesus telling his disciples that he would soon depart from them. However, Jesus told them that they were not to be troubled or afraid, because he would send to them another comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with them. And the crux of his message to his disciples was, if you really love me, you will keep my commandments. You will do what I say. Because those who keep the commandments of the Lord, he tells us, abide in his love. If you really love me, Jesus said, you will keep my commandments. You who say you love Jesus, you who call yourself a Christian, you who profess to be a Christian, are you keeping the commandments of Jesus? Are you doing what he says? Only those who do what Jesus asks abide in his love. Those who keep the commandments of Jesus prove they love him. I've told the story many times about how myself and some friends were sitting in my house one night debating about how would you know people were a Christian if it was against the law. You know, would there be enough evidence to send someone to jail? And we were questioning this, that if at 12 o'clock tonight it became illegal to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to put you in jail? And I thought, for me, surely there would be enough for me. And in walks my brother Joe, at the time he was living with us, into the living room. And I thought, well, here's the answer. So I just said, Joe, is there enough evidence to prove that I'm a Christian? And he goes, well, I suppose you've got a whole lot of Christian books. Nothing like, yes, you're so like Christ in how you live and act. It was summed up, well, you've got a whole lot of Christian books. Those who keep the commandments of Jesus prove they love him. Those who do not obey Jesus do not abide in his love. So let's read what else Jesus said during this conversation around the table at the Last Supper. In John chapter 15, and reading from verse 9, Jesus said these words, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Or as the King James Version puts it, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. within hours of speaking these words, within only hours of speaking these words, Jesus would willingly sacrifice his life for his friends. 100 years ago, at 11 o'clock in the morning, on the 11th day of the 11th month, World War I ended when Germany signed an armistice, an agreement to end hostilities and to establish peace. And this armistice brought to a close 4 years of war, which saw 9 million combatants and 7 million civilians die. And the figures fluctuate, because this morning I was listening to BBC News and they say that the estimate was 20 million people lost their lives in this war. World War I, or the Great War, was described by the author H.G. Wells as the war to end war. But it didn't end war. The former British Prime Minister David Lloyd George is reputed to have said about World War I, "This war, like the next war, is a war to end war." From 1914 down through the years to this present day, many men and women of the British Armed Services, the Home Service Battalions of the Ulster Defence Regiment, the Royal Irish Regiment, the Police Services, and local volunteers, among others, have sacrificially laid down their lives to preserve the civil and religious freedoms that we enjoy today. This is the greater love of which Jesus spoke about. Theirs is the greater love of which Jesus spoke about. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And in fact, the newer version is better because of the women soldiers also and the women officers in the police. "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Through their sacrifice, we have life and liberty. We owe them a debt that we cannot repay, but we honor them in our acts of remembrance. And this evening, we honor them for their service, and we thank God for their sacrifice. But as we remember the sacrifice of the fallen, and pay tribute to our veterans and those servicemen and women who continue to serve, let us not forget the sacrifice of Jesus, who laid down his life in our stead, paying our debt for sin, so that whoever believes in him might receive forgiveness of sins and have everlasting life. The sacrifice of Jesus brings true life and liberty for all who abide in his love, for all who keep his commandments. Are you abiding in the love of Jesus tonight? "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Do you want to stand together as we do the Ode to Remembrance? When I finish this, please take your seat, because our silence will be followed with a video. "They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them." Please be seated.